the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
I'm Joe, and in the last segment, I talked about how a month ago I had surgery for a product called Inspire, and this will replace my CPAP because I suffer from sleep apnea, and a month had gone by because I needed to heal, and yesterday was the big day. I went and got myself activated, and
they brought you online.
Yes, they brought me online, and of course, I was running late. I went to an OBGYN instead, so on and so forth. Finally made it to the actual sleep doctor, and yeah, there I was laying in bed. The doctor, the Inspire representative, which is, again, what this is called, this surgery I had and this implant that I now have, he's there, and then a fourth-year medical student because she wanted to see the tongue wag.
Yeah, who wouldn't be?
Yep. Again, my sleep apnea is caused. My sleep apnea is caused because I go into REM sleep and then I get so comfy that my tongue just relaxes so much that it blocks my airway and then I choke myself to death. Is what could happen.
Wow. Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Super hot.
Super hot. Yeah.
So instead of dealing with a CPAP and packing up tubes or forgetting tubes if we're on the road,
Distilled water,
you know.
It's a pretty big hassle. Yeah, I've seen.
It kind of is. You know, it doesn't seem like it, but yeah, if you forget something and I don't sleep with it, I wake up and my throat is just raw. It hurts to talk. I'm not getting actual sleep. I may be, you know, sleeping, but it's never getting into like a deep sleep. So I don't feel rested in the morning. So here he is with this medical iPad attached to my chest, and he's going to up the voltage until he sees my tongue where he needs it to be.
Till it hits full quiver.
Yeah, till it hits full quiver. And that full quiver is what he's trying to get to, is he wants the tongue to pop out past my bottom row of teeth. And yeah.
Man. All the way that far, huh?
All the way that far. I mean, I don't know if it has to be that way, but that's where he wants to get it at that moment. And so I'm going to just continue telling you this story while I turn my remote on, because when you turn this remote on and you hold it up to your chest,
I can't wait.
It does a quick test. It does a, okay, now I know it's on. And so he's going up a level and up a level. And up a level. And then he asks, can you feel it? And I say no a few more times. And then he... and now it's on. And he gets to a point where I go, I can feel it.
Oh my God.
No. Did you see it wag, Rachel?
Move your microphone off to the side a bit.
Yeah, so we'll do this again. let me power it down.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll just hold my mouth open, and I think you'll be able to see it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Remote's on.
Shot out of your mouth.
Yes.
Like, it's working.
Like when you get a snapping turtle angry and its neck comes out.
I know.
I think it's good.
That's a perfect description.
Yeah.
When your tongue came out, I expected to see the Millennium Falcon come flying out of there real quick.
I just missed him again.
That worm on the asteroid.
The first time you did that, it looked like that you had just said a very complicated tongue twister.
I did, yeah. That's about as good as my tongue twisters get when I don't have this on.
Now, have you tried taking a big... mouthful of water and activating it.
Oh yeah, that was the second thing they asked me to do.
Chug all over again.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's exactly what they asked me to do. They said, "Okay, now you might just take a drink of water in your sleep, and we have to see." No, of course I didn't, and of course I have not.
Can you?
But aren't you curious as to what it would do?
Yeah, sure, I can. Let's check it out.
Okay. Hold on.
I don't even know how to do this. I don't even know. Do I have the water in my mouth first?
I mean, I guess you would, right?
Sure. Okay, drink of water.
Now activate. Well, it did exactly what we thought it would do.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of audio there, but yeah, I'm wet, which is originally how I would have preferred to be turned on before I had Inspire. So cheers to at least 10 years of nighttime tongue wagging for me.
Yeah, when do you have to get, is that how long the battery is going to last?
Yeah.
And then you have to go in and they.
And wow. Then I'm either dead or they take it out and replace it or something. I don't know.
They give you a new capacitor and you're like a smoke detector.
And my final thoughts.
Does it do anything else on the side that you didn't know about, like carbon monoxide detection? That'd be handy.
He said it uses a lot of batteries, so it does that. I'm like, why didn't they make it rechargeable? And he goes, I don't know. It's doctors fighting with engineers about what's best. And they just settle on things. I go,
like you could just
makes sense.
Just lay on top of your wireless phone charger each night.
Why
I was
not?
Just thinking that. Like, yeah, if you laid on your Apple charger.
That's how he, I mean, they could have done it. They could have done it with my battery, too. Because he just laid it on there. That's how they turned it on. It's wireless.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, final thoughts on this. Because we are selling, according to them, they've had a lot of interest in this since I started talking about it. And so, if it's not
you're
me.
You're not getting paid for it.
No, I'm not getting paid.
You should be, though.
I definitely should be.
Inspire people should be giving you some green.
They should be. And also, now, you may not want to put me on the brochures. I don't know. But because I'm not the best looking candidate that they could have for a brochure model. But I certainly am better than what they're using because they gave me this remote and I went through none of the literature. But yesterday, as they're pulling it all out, I look at this and connect with people who have Inspire. And this little card, this brochure, is some Inspire users with their remote held up to their chests, mm-hmm. and they're all sitting there proudly not choking themselves to death every night. And they all look like people I don't want to look like in 10 years. It's ladies named Sally and Teresa. No offense to the Sallys and Teresas, but yeah, they all, and this guy looks like his name's Bob Slobersky or something.
Bob Slob.
Yeah,
I wish we could
Bob
contact
Slob.
All of them and have them describe you based on your photo. That would be just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it would be. But I did. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, come on. It's not Victoria's Secret. Like, it's okay. You don't have to be body positive for Inspire. Put some good looking people on this. Make me dream that I am doing better for myself. Not settling.
They're trying to promote that only ugly people get sleep apnea.
God, I know. I know that's the case. Come on.
Joe, do you think this is God. Your gut that this trouble, that it has been worth the trouble so far?
Oh, absolutely. If this,
okay,
I
that's
mean, because it's only.
Did you pay out of pocket?
No, insurance covered it.
They did.
That's nice.
But
this is, I assume this is super expensive, if not, right?
Well, probably. I mean, like
surgery. So.
All in all, it's probably a, you know, couple of pennies worth of parts. But
the
product itself probably isn't.
But it's a medical thing, so you know how that goes.
If there's a surgeon involved, it's expensive.
Absolutely. Right? So, but yeah, I think it's just it's a short amount of time in the grand scheme of things. Kind of like when I had my nasal surgery where they had to go in there and chop out some things and, mm-hmm. you know, chisel away at some stuff. Like, it was hell for definitely the first, you know, 4 or 5 days and then, you know, not great for a couple of weeks. But here I am, like, now, I don't know, 14 years later, and I would do it, you know, 15 times over again to be able to breathe.
That makes sense.
So.
Well, I'm glad it's working out.
Let's wrap the show up so I can weave my dreams.
Are you going to nap today using your Inspire?
If I do nap today, I'll have my Inspire on.
Well, you'll have to drive, won't you?
I will have to drive. Also, I do have to remember to turn it off in the morning because it goes for 10 hours. So if I get here at 5 a.m. at one point on a weekday,
yeah,
and I do not turn it off and I do not have the remote, if I don't want to drive home, you're going to hear me for 5 hours going,
maybe you should get an extra remote and keep it here.
I know, right?
I feel like you would not forget, though, and get in your car with your tongue hanging out of your mouth.
You would think that.
Well,
that's
true.
No, you're right.
I want it to be a remote start where we can turn on your tongue from like 4 miles away.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.